Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News. Today, the partial government shutdown over, the possible U.S. debt ceiling crisis averted for now. Late Wednesday night, Congress voted on the deal and approved it. Early Thursday morning, President Obama signed it. As the day moved forward, things in Washington started returning to normal. Federal employees who were furloughed, sent home without pay, were back at work yesterday. The deal says they'll get back pay to cover what they missed while they were furloughed. Most national parks and landmarks, like the Everglades in Florida, had been closed since the shutdown started. They're back open now and accepting visitors. Keep in mind, the deal passed this week is temporary. It funds the government until January. It raises the debt ceiling until February. So after it was passed, leaders of the House and Senate budget committees got together to start the next round of negotiations. When you hear the word slavery, you might just think of it as something from history. The U.S. Civil War decided the issue here, and today slavery is illegal in every single country. But right now, worldwide, there are more slaves than at any other time in history. Modern-day slavery isn't always the same as the images you see in textbooks. It includes human trafficking, forced labor, child exploitation, forced marriage. A new report used a decade of research to offer the latest information on slavery and its victims.
Sadly, in 2013, their stories are far more prevalent than you'd expect. 29.8 million. That's the staggering estimate of how many people around the world are living as modern-day slaves, according to Walk Free Foundation. The number is cited in the Foundation's Global Slavery Index, which for the first time provides a map, country by country, of the depth and breadth of the scourge. These 10 countries account for 76% of the world's enslaved people. China, Russia, Nigeria, Pakistan are all in there. But India, the world's second most populous nation, has by far the highest number of slaves, estimated at between 13 and 14.5 million people.
A lot of experts would say that's a conservative number. India has a massive problem with forced labor, bonded labor. There are whole communities that are forced to work on brick kilns or forced to work in stone quarries. Kids are working in carpet factories. So it's a massive problem.
But the index found that it is Mauritania, which was the last country to outlaw slavery in 1961, where the problem is most prevalent. With an estimated 1 in 5 citizens bonded to a master, tradition is proving hard to break.
Teachers, for more information about the fight against modern-day slavery, check out the Freedom Project link on our homepage. Next up today, shooting stars. They're meteors, and when they hit the Earth's atmosphere, they can cause serious problems, like the one that exploded over Russia earlier this year. After waiting for months, scientists are getting their hands on what they think is a piece of that one. You'll hear that it weighs more than 570 kilograms. For reference, that's more than 1,250 pounds.
This was the scene back in February as a massive meteor streaked across the sky. Turning night into day, the fireball sent shockwaves across Russia, shattering windows, injuring some 1,200 people, and causing millions of dollars in damage. Scientists say fragments of the space rock crash landed here, beneath the ice of this frozen lake near the city of Chelyabinsk. Now, 8 months later, the ice is gone. And on Wednesday, in an operation covered live on Russian TV, divers entered the murky water. At the bottom of the lake, they found what is believed to be the largest single fragment of the meteorite. The 1.5 meter long boulder was dragged ashore, then weighed, where it literally tipped, then broke the scales.
If it weighs more than 500 kilograms, then the object is unique in itself and is likely to be one of the biggest meteorites ever found.
The suspected space rock crumbled into several chunks, but still weighed in at more than 570 kilograms. Now, scientists want to confirm this is indeed the meteorite they've been searching for.
The initial visual survey, which we are talking about now, doesn't give us 100% certainty. We still need to conduct more research, a structural analysis, and other tests.
When it entered Earth's atmosphere, scientists estimate the meteor weighed about 10,000 tons. It's just a fraction of that size now, but scientists seem confident they've made an out-of-this-world discovery. I should say, CNN.